Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11 says, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up just as you are doing." Amen. We are to build one another up, encourage one another, edify one another. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11. Well, welcome to the 10th day of June 2018. It is Sunday worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. I pray that you are enjoying air conditioning this time of the year, and just kind of makes you think how people did it back then before the fake cold air, I'll tell you. But hey, so good to fellowship here with you today. I appreciate our Sundays together. If you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and got some wonderful Christ-centered, God-honoring music here on the way. Right now, here's a local group, The Chosen Ones, Come As You Are, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
Come out of sadness from wherever you've been. Come broken-hearted, let rescue begin. Come find your mercy, O sinner, come kneel. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal. So lay down your burdens, lay down your shame. All who are broken, lift up your face. And all those who've strayed, come sit at the table. Come taste the grace. There's rest for the weary, rest that endures. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't cure. Heaven can't heal. Earth has no sorrow that heaven can't heal.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. Joey Kroll here with you on this 10th day of June, 2018. And I'll tell you what, our attitude affects everything, don't it? Remember when Mary and Martha had Jesus over, and Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and Martha was in the kitchen preparing everything that needed to be done? All the while, Mary was in the living room listening to Jesus at his feet. And the Bible says that she went to Jesus and said, "Don't you care that my sister has left all the work for me to do?" I mean, you can sense that she had a stinky attitude. You know, it's so easy to have a stinky attitude. Philippians 2:14 says, "Do everything without grumbling." That's a tough one. Thomas Watson said, "Our murmuring is the devil's music."
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness. Blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. And when the darkness closes in, Lord, still
listening to Sunday Worship. Again, happy Sunday. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship. When you have some time, be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Be sure to like our page on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. In fact, we have a special summer contest giving away my latest book, It's a devotional book at the King's Feet. So go ahead and be part of that contest. Just visit us on Facebook, facebook.com, and just search for Sunday Worship Radio. I love this quote from A.W. Tozer. Just nails it head on. He says, Jesus Christ knows the worst about you. Nonetheless, he is the one who loves you most. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, not forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's edition of Sunday Worship here on this fine broadcasting day. The weather is getting warmer. Well, it's been warm the last like 4 weeks. I think we skipped spring somewhere along the line there, but yeah, our family is looking forward to our annual family vacation next month down to Santa Claus, Indiana. Looking forward to that. And, you know, somebody once said, it was a pastor who said, if the Bible is stepping on your toes, it's because your feet are in the wrong place.
I believe in the sun. I believe in the risen one. I believe I overcome by the power of His blood. Amen. Amen. I'm alive. I'm alive because He lives. Amen. Amen. Let my soul enjoy the one that never ends, because He lives.
That's Lifeway Worship here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It is Joey Kroll here with you. And don't forget to connect with us on Facebook doing that summer contest, giving away my latest devotional book, At the King's Feet. Just look for us on Facebook. Just search Sunday Worship Radio. Well, last night was a fantastic time with Ivan Parker along with his son Josh. In concert last night in Urbana, and this morning saw some of the pictures on social media and Facebook as well, and appreciate you posting that. And you can find out more about other upcoming concerts and gatherings at our website. Just visit our event calendar page at our website, greatnewsradio.org. Click on New Events. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up the headphones and spend some time with God's people, and I hope and pray you have a chance to do the same. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.